Hi, you're listening to Good News Radio. Kate stood outside her aunt and uncle's farmhouse in Kansas. Cornfields stretched in every direction as far as she could see.
I forgot how empty and lonely it is here. I wish I hadn't come.
She turned and walked slowly into the house.
Oh, Kate, I'm glad you're back. Look, I just baked your favorite, apple pie.
Wow, thanks, Aunt Laura. May I have some now?
Not yet, Kate. Wait till after dinner. Why don't you go upstairs and wash your hands and rest a while? I'll call you when dinner's ready.
As Kate sat in the upstairs guest room looking out the window, her thoughts went back to 2 summers ago when she met Amanda. Amanda had lived near Uncle Jim's farm. Everything she could remember about Amanda was good. She loved baseball and was a great player, yet she never acted proud or tried to be a show-off. Kate remembered how they loved to hang out at the swimming hole. It was one of their favorite things.
I wonder if Amanda still lives on the farm over there. I've got to find out.
Kate jumped up to her feet and ran down the stairs.
Aunt Laura, Uncle Jim, do you remember Amanda Bowman?
Amanda? Oh, yes, we remember her very well.
Amanda was a nice girl. Everyone thought so.
Kate, we know you're used to having lots of friends around. In the city, there's lots to do, and country life may seem boring, but we want you to know we'll do our best to make you happy while you're here with us.
Oh, I am happy. Really, I am. But it would be fun to have a friend to play with. That's why I asked about Amanda. I used to text her, but she only texted back a few times. Did you know that when we were swimming down at the creek, I almost drowned? I would have if Amanda hadn't been there to save me.
Oh, we never heard about that before.
Amanda helped me in other ways, too. I was angry at Mom and Dad because I thought they had dumped me here on the farm to get rid of me. I even blamed you and told Amanda that you should send me back home. Oh, but I'm okay now. Amanda helped me understand how much both of you care about me. I'm really sorry, Uncle Jim. I was wrong, but I felt so alone. I just had to blame someone.
And you blamed us.
Well, yes, but Amanda took care of that.
What do you mean?
When I complained, Amanda said Uncle Jim was the smartest farmer in the whole world.
She did?
Yep. Amanda said Uncle Jim told her once about the secret of the watermelon, and she said that secret changed her life.
My, I'll never forget that day.
Please, won't you tell me the secret too? Please?
You mean Amanda didn't tell you?
She started to, but her mom called her home for supper. That was the last time I saw Amanda, because I went back home the next day.
Well, now I was ready to do my chores, and Aunt Laura has dishes to do, but I think those things can wait. I'll get one of our big watermelons so we can let you in on our special secret.
In just a few minutes, Kate was sitting on the front porch with her aunt and uncle. In front of Uncle Jim was a huge watermelon.
My, it was only a few years ago, right here, when I told Amanda the secret of the watermelon. Right, dear?
Aunt Laura nodded as she tried to hold back the tears. Kate was confused by her aunt's tears, but her curiosity about the secret was even greater.
Well, Kate, God created the whole universe. The sun, the moon, the stars, even this world. Then he created something very special. God created man and called him Adam. He put Adam in a beautiful garden in Eden. Then he created Eve, who became Adam's wife. Things went pretty well for a while, till one day Eve heard a voice, one she'd probably never heard before. It was the devil, God's enemy, who had disguised himself as a serpent. You see, Kate, God gave Adam and Eve everything they needed, a beautiful place to live, all the food they could eat, and a wonderful friendship with each other and with him. The only rule God said they must obey was not to eat the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And wouldn't you know it, the devil was so clever he got Eve to stop for a minute and listen to him. That's when the trouble started.
Uncle Jim took some seeds from the watermelon and held them in his hand.
A seed of curiosity, that's what it was. He tried to get her to disobey God and eat the fruit from that tree. Eve knew as well as Adam that she should stay away from that tree, but no, she couldn't resist the temptation. She took a bite of the fruit.
She did?
Yes. Tell me, Kate, are these seeds bright or are they dark?
Dark.
That's right. And do you know what happened after Eve ate from the tree and shared a bite with Adam? When they disobeyed God, sin entered the world. That day, man's heart became as dark as the seeds you see here. The Bible says in Romans 5:12, "Therefore, just as sin came into the world through one man, and death through sin, and so death spread to all men because all sinned." That word "all" is important because it means exactly that, everyone. Kate, here's my Bible. Will you read this verse, Romans 3:23?
"For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." Wow, you're right, Uncle Jim. It does say all. That must mean me too.
And that old seed of sin spread through the world like wildfire, sort of like all those dark seeds here in this melon. And you know, there's one thing we all do when we're eating watermelon. We spit out the seeds. We can get rid of the seeds, but we have no power to get rid of sin. Kate, God can get rid of sin. And he did, by giving the world the greatest gift it could ever have. Tell me, Kate, what is covering all those seeds of darkness there?
The red part.
That's right. And you know what the red part reminds me of? After Adam and Eve sinned, God promised he would send a Savior, someone to save us from sin. For thousands of years, God's people waited. Then one night, God sent his only Son, Jesus, to rescue us from our sins. Jesus, God the Son, came into the world as a baby. He grew up like you and I do, but Jesus is different than you and me. He never does anything wrong. He is perfect in every way. He never sins. He is kind and went about doing good and telling people God's truth. But some people didn't like what he said. One day they nailed his hands and feet to a cross where he died. The people who hated Jesus may have thought they won, but they didn't. Jesus willingly let them kill him because it was all part of God's plan to save us from sin. You see, Kate, God said that the payment for sin is death, separation from God now and forever. You and I deserve to die for our sins. But when Jesus bled and died, the payment was completely paid. He was buried in a tomb, but on the third day, he came back to life. Here, read from my Bible what God tells us in 1 Corinthians 15.
"That Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures, and that he appeared."
Jesus didn't stay dead. He came alive again by God's power, was seen by many people, then went back to heaven where he is alive today. Because of what Jesus did, you can have your sins forgiven and belong to him forever. When you believe on the Lord Jesus as your only Savior from sin, he forgives you. His blood washes away your sin. You see how white this rind is? It reminds me of how God sees our hearts, the part of you that thinks and feels, after Jesus cleanses us from sin. Amanda heard the same secret, and right then and there, she wanted to be clean from sin.
How did she do that?
She believed on Jesus as her Savior. What about you, Kate? Would you like to be clean from sin too? The Bible says in Acts 16:31, "Believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved." To believe is to trust completely in the Lord Jesus. Do you trust Jesus as your only Savior from sin?
Yes, I do.
Then you can tell that to God right now. Just talk to him in your own words. Tell him you're sorry for your sins. You believe Jesus died for you and you trust him as Savior.
Dear God, I know I'm a sinner and I'm sorry for my sin. I believe Jesus bled and died on the cross to take my punishment. I trust Jesus to make me clean from sin. Amen. Oh, I'm so happy, Uncle Jim. I want to see Amanda and tell her Jesus is my Savior, too.
Uncle Jim has something else to tell you, Kate.
Remember the swimming hole where Amanda saved you from drowning?
I'll never forget it.
Well, Amanda didn't have a buddy with her when she went swimming there one day and she drowned.
You mean Amanda died?
She did. She was such a nice girl, and we all miss her so much. But we're grateful because we know she's safe with Jesus now.
Amanda's in a far better place, you can be sure of that. Do you know what I think would help, Kate? I think we should tell you the end of the watermelon story. Would you like to know what happens?
I guess so.
Well, there's a beautiful flower on the watermelon vine. It is gold, like the street in heaven where God lives. And that's where Amanda is right now. She is with God, God who loved her and God who loves you.
When Amanda didn't answer my text, I thought she forgot me. Now I know she didn't. And I'm so glad I know where she is right now.
And I'm sure she'll be happy to see you someday, Kate.
Uncle Jim leaned forward, took both halves of the watermelon, and placed them firmly together.
Kate, let me ask you something. What color do you see when I put these two halves back together?
Green. All I see is green.
That's right. And green reminds us of things that grow. The Bible tells us to grow in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You see, Kate, when you trust Jesus to save you from sin, you start a friendship with Him. God wants you to know and love Him. The more we know about His Word, the better we can know Him and know how to obey Him. We show God we love Him by talking to Him and obeying what we learn in His Word. The secret's right here in this watermelon. God has a wonderful plan for your life, Kate.
I felt pretty lonely when I first got here. I even wished I hadn't come. But I was wrong. I'm glad I came. I've learned the best secret in the world.
We're glad you came too. And when you get home, you can share the secret with all of your friends.
In a few days, Kate's parents arrived to take her home. They had missed her and were so happy to see her. Kate was happy to see them too. There was a lot she wanted to tell them, but there was something very special she told them first. Can you guess what it was? Now that you know the secret of the watermelon, what will you do about it? Have you believed in the Lord Jesus as your Savior from sin? If you haven't, you can believe right now. In the Bible, God promises, believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved. To believe is to trust completely in Jesus as your only Savior, who died and came alive again to take the punishment for your sin. To be saved means you no longer have to be punished for your sin by being away from God. Instead, God gives you eternal life that starts right now here on earth. God, by His Holy Spirit, will help you live a life that pleases Him. And someday, when your life on earth is done, you will be with God in heaven. Maybe as you were listening to the story, you believed in Jesus as your Savior for the first time. You can tell God the things that you believe about what Jesus did for you when He died on the cross and came back to life. If you would like to believe in Jesus to save you from sin, you can do that wherever you are. God will hear you no matter what. You can trust that if you truly believe in Jesus as your Savior, you will be saved. Join us next time to hear a true story about an astronomer and what he discovered about our universe.